In East London's York Hall, the United Kingdom's largest civil society organization, Citizens UK, organized an iftar, the evening meal following a day of fasting during Ramadan. The group has been involved with the London Olympics Organizing Committee and came in part to celebrate the impact the Olympics are having on the community where the main stadiums have been constructed. The group successfully advocated for a living wage of at least $12 an hour for everyone working at London Olympics jobs, as well as Olympic funding for local schools, hospitals, and new affordable housing. Neil Jameson, the director of Citizens UK, says the involvement of the East London Mosque was essential in ensuring the economic development of this ethnically diverse area of the city.
The East London Mosque is the largest civil society organization in London. 10,000 people worship there. So we are them, effectively. And tonight, we break the fast, non-Muslims and Muslims together, because that makes for a peaceful world and a peaceful Olympics.
Mohammed Bari, the chairman of the mosque, says in addition to the economic benefits the games are bringing to the area, the peaceful competition aspect of the Olympics has special meaning during Ramadan.
They want to achieve the highest. So there is a healthy competition, there is harmony, there is less politics in it. So in a way, it has been a superb and a useful experience for the people of London and the whole of Britain.
Allahu Akbar!
At sundown, the Muslim men gather at the back of the hall for the evening prayer, and after a long day of fasting, they all share a meal. Local field hockey player Darren Cheeseman, who missed playing in the Olympics because of injury, says he can see the positive influence the Olympics is having in East London.
So for me, everything that's going on here is a direct kind of impact on what I do in my personal life. So yeah, it's great as an athlete to know that this is the first ethical kind of Olympics, but it's also great to understand that that's going to have a legacy on our community as well.
Cheeseman says the Olympics has helped bring East London residents of all faith and ethnicities together to use the games to work for the common good. Brian Patton, VOA News, London.